proclamation number 6252 dated the May 7th, 1955. The task to spread the truth presupposes receipt of truth from God. You should speak in my name for me and my kingdom. You should say the same to people as I would say to them myself if I visibly lived amongst them. You should instruct them truthfully like I myself have done during the time I lived on earth. If I give you this task, then I also have to provide you with the possibility to accomplish it. And if I expect you to impart the truth to people, then I also have to give you the truth, so that you will be able to work in accordance with my will for me and my kingdom. But therefore you can also be certain that whatever I give to you is the utter truth, otherwise I could not demand of you to proclaim the gospel in my name. And thus you can confidently regard yourselves as my instruments. You can repeat with utter confidence what you receive from me through the Spirit. You can stand up for the truth with conviction. You need not trouble yourselves with doubts, or you would have to question God's love, omnipotence and wisdom if he could not protect you from error. I have initiated you into my eternal plan of salvation. I gave you knowledge of my reign and activity, of your purpose of existence, of the reason and goal for everything in existence. I try to make you understand that my love constantly cares for all living creations. I have introduced you to knowledge that you cannot simply dismiss as implausible, because all correlations were revealed to you with profound wisdom. And this knowledge alone can already be regarded by you as evidence of extraordinary activity. You can also believe everything, because it is offered demonstrating my love to you far more comprehensibly than the knowledge acquired by human intellect, which, however, lets doubts arise in my love, wisdom and omnipotence. But I have only conveyed the information to you for one purpose: to distribute it amongst people, so that they'll learn the pure truth which originates from me and which should be passed on to them unaltered. I myself, who is eternal truth himself, give this instruction to you. And I give to you in abundance. I provide you with extensive information which you should pass on, and you truly need not accept additional knowledge from elsewhere. I therefore caution you not to combine my pure truth, the spiritual information you receive from me, with spiritual information not imparted to you by myself, for there is a great risk that the pure living water will be mixed with harmful embellishments. Pass it on again as pure and adulterated as you received it from me, for you are drawing from the spring of life. A source has been opened up for you which lets the most delectable gift flow out, direct strength from me, my word, which originates from me directly and affects your spiritual ear. Thus I myself bring the living water to you which fully suffices to awaken people to life and to keep them alive. I truly know what is necessary and helpful to you, and that is also what I will convey to you. Keep to this and only this, then you will speak in my name and proclaim the pure gospel to your fellow human beings. And you will always be blessed by me. Amen.